All right, yep, it's the second game here of the day. We've got the Rookies versus the Lady Eagles. It's going to be a good one. They've been having good competitions here both every time they've come off. Nicole Gunnarsson takes the ball right away as they tip it off. That was her and Jalea, or no, her and Kiana with the Rookies with a fast steal. Take it down to the baseline. Kiana trailing fast into the paint. The ball goes into her hands. Oh, and here we go. Sam Point gets the ball. Brittany Gardner, she gets a pass from Justina down the post. It gets deflected, but Nicole Gunnarsson able to recover the ball. Gives Sam Point Eagles another chance. We're live here in the 2017 try and tip off. We've got seats here. Come on down. It's going to be a great game as these two squads square off on the floor right now. Nicole Gunnarsson with the ball. Justina Porcincula, Brittany Gardner, Dantessa, and Madison Thompson. For the Eagles, also now Emily Brandle, McKenna Gold, long shot for three by Justina, just off the front of the rim. She follows up for her rebound and puts a layup. It goes hard off the glass. Madison Thompson follows through, though, and that's the first 2 points of the game. Sam Point, 2-0. Yes, Emily Brandle, Keanu Utek, also Elena Mack, McKenna Gold, and Jalea Duarte on the floor. Pass into Jalea. She sends it right back out to the perimeter and almost gets thrown out, but good hands by Elena, able to keep the ball alive. She's tightly guarded by Justina Porcincula, so forcing Elena to pass now over to Emily Brandle. Elena with the ball finds McKenna Gold for a long two. No good. Madison Thompson rips down the board. 6:30 left here in the first quarter. Sam Point with a two-point lead. Nicole gets a long pass. Oh, and she'll get fouled by Jalea. Yeah, that contact there, not what you want to do. That shot was already fired by the time she got to Nicole, so got to watch out for those. So that will put Nicole on the line for two shots. First attempt is no go as Nicole, she's another one, just kind of like Jason Duarte. She gets the ball and just fires it. Doesn't set up or go through much of a routine. Well, I guess she's got a little routine. She fires off pretty quick. There you go. Second attempt is good. Count the bucket. Now 3-0, Sandpoint with the lead. Emily Brandle now with the ball. And you know, it's the same thing that we saw against Sandpoint last game in King Cove, where you sleep on the floor and it just changes the level. Contact. Dantessa trying to stay on top of Lena and draws contact right there. Good call there by Joe Calver. Refereeing today, we've got Joe Calver and Raynell Gardner. Good pair of referees. Inbound pass from the baseline. Emily Brandle's wide open. She gets the feed from McKenna. Her shot's no good, but Jalea there for a rebound. Her putback is no good off the back of the iron, but McKenna follows up for the board. Oh, and there we go. Emily Brandle with a cross post pass. Gets it. And, oh, my goodness. A little extra whistle there as Jalea and Nicole kind of throwing a little bit of shade on that rebound. I'm not sure if they're going to call a foul. Joe Calvert gives the girls an extra whistle and tells them to settle down a little bit. All right, inbound pass. Jalea gets a nice movement there. She cuts over into the paint, sends it out to Elena. Now to Emily Brandle. Emily finds McKenna at the top of the free throw line and fires off a jumper, and it just inches over the rim and into the basket. 3-2. Looks like we got a full-court man-to-man press coming our way. Not much of a press, but just full-court man-to-man. They slide now into a half-court situation, so Paul Barker is not going to bust out any full-court pressure yet. They've got lots of games ahead of them here today and tomorrow. Dantessa has the ball. She takes a look at a three, doesn't go for it, finds Brittany Gardner further down the baseline. So now Brittany being tightly guarded, but she's able to hand it off to Justina, who moves fast. Oh, across the post to Dantessa, who's wide open for the nice little power-up about 3 feet out. Good for 2 points. 5-2 now is the score. Sam Point up by three. 5 minutes on the clock as McKenna Gold looking for someone to pass to. She sees Jalea, but her pass to Jalea is just a little bit too far to the right and goes off of her fingers and out of bounds. So a throw in now for Sam Point off the sideline. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Brittany Gardner gets a feed. Ooh, that's going to be a body contact. Elena. Yes. Brittany was starting to drive into the lane. Elena just kind of got in her way. Brittany's becoming just a stronger ball handler every single day, really working on her game and getting good places. Justina drives in fast, puts up a shot. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off the baseline, and I think it's staying right there in the hands of Sam Point, as I think that was McKenna Gold and Justina were both diving for the ball. All right, Brittany Gardner throwing it in, looking for someone to get open. Tight defense, making it hard, so she puts a high lob up to Nicole Gunderson. Oh, the ball almost snatched away there by Emily Brano. She's quite a defensive powerhouse, but Justine's able to keep her hands on it. Oh, reach in by Nicole. As Elena was dribbling away, contact, and Nicole has to watch out for those fouls because she has a little tendency to do that sometimes where she reaches in as the ball is running down the court and just draws contact. She's a great defender, though. Let's see what happens here. Emily Brano moving fast. Justina puts a reach in there, almost knocks the ball loose, but Emily's a good job keeping her handle on it. Puts up a layup, no good, and the rebound goes to Kiana. This will give King Cove another attempt. Elena drives it all the way up the right-hand side. One-handed hook of a layup doesn't go down, but two rebounds now for King Cove and two attempts, but neither of them can get in the basket. So 5-2, the score stays. Standpoint now with their opportunity. Oh, Nicole's wide open underneath the basket. Justina saw it from a mile away, feeds her the pass. Barker is not going to stand for that. He already telling his ladies that they need to watch that defense behind. Oh, good screen by McKenna. Gives Emily Brannell wide open. A pick and roll perfectly to Jalea, but Jalea couldn't get it in. She's just a little underneath the basket. Couldn't get to go down. Brittany Gardner takes it all the way coast to coast. Can't get it in. But the rebound, stripped away by Kiana as Brittany and Kiana tie up for it. But there's a steal by Nicole. She sees Justina. Justina pulls back, looking for Dantessa, who's wide open, drives up the paint. Oh, it just goes over the top of the rim. There's a putback by Nicole Gunderson. She just can't get to go down. Elena with the ball. She's driving fast. She's got Matson in front of her. Takes it far over to the right-hand side. No good. Rebound going to Nicole. 3:20 on the clock here. The score is 7-2. Standpoint up by 5, and here they go. They've got possession. A full timeout will be called by Coach Emil Mobeck as he likes what he sees, but he just wants to kind of keep the pace under control here. Things were starting to speed up real fast. Good job from both these teams, but, you know, when you're already in day two, you've slept on the floor once, you're on a road trip, these things get exciting, and, you know, it's much easier for the home teams. So we'll see what happens here. Standpoint having a fresh night's sleep in King Cove. Great team. They've won every game so far that these teams have gone up against. I think King Cove has only lost one game. They're a three-seeded team so far this year, if I'm not mistaken, on the statewide level. So it was a full timeout. You're live right now here in KSDP, 88.1 FM in King Cove, 8:30 a.m. here in Sandpoint. And I believe we're going to have a newscast coming your way here at halftime. So we'll parlay there and see what we got coming. If you have not heard our newscast, it's a great opportunity to hear news that's local, regional, and statewide pertinence. Comes on every day at 1 p.m. I think at halftime we're going to go ahead and give you a preview of what it sounds like, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Could be an inbound pass for Sandpoint. They've got a 5-point lead and three minutes on the clock here. Over to Nicole. Nicole on the far right-hand side. She's going to pull up her dribble, but Jalea is all over her, almost knocking her pass away. But Brittany's able to compensate. Cross the post again to Madison, and it just spins right in. And Sam Point is just making all their points on the cross court or the cross post passing behind the defense. A little bit of full court man-to-man. Ball almost gets knocked out of the hands of McKenna, but she's able to hold on to it. Brittany with a behind-the-back reach there. Yep, it's going to be Brittany fouling McKenna Gould there. That's a fourth team foul for Sandpoint. They better watch out before they're going to get into foul trouble here quick. Oh, no, Nicole Gunderson with her second foul is a throw-in to Kiana. And that will be her second foul. Throw in underneath their own basket. Here we go, the ball moving in for McKenna Gould. She has it at the top of the key, looking for an opportunity. Good man-to-man defense, making it hard. Emily Brando was driving fast at the baseline, but she just loses her footing and steps on the line. We got a buzz, and Nicole's going to sit down for a couple minutes, and Emily Voss will come in for her. Nicole, a great asset here, a strong weapon in her junior year as a high schooler. She's got to watch out. That foul trouble catches up to her. 9-2 is the score. Standpoint in the lead by 7. 2:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Good screen there by Dantessa. Justina chooses not to take it. She goes over to the left-hand side. Hands off to Brittany, who fires one off for 3. No good. Rebound goes to Gardner, though. Now she's looking for a chance to pass it off, and the ball almost knocked away by Elena, but she's able to get it off in time before Elena gets her hands on it. 2 minutes to go here. Taking their time. Pass down to Madison Thompson, who's on the far right post. Gets knocked out by Jalea. Last touch by King Cove. Again, if you're just joining us, the score is 9-2. Sam Point in the lead by 7. Brittany Gardner on the inbound pass. Tight defense by Emily Brandel. Ball goes loose, and a jump ball there as McKenna Gould and Emily Voss both go down hard trying to get it. That's a good hustle by both these teams. Possessions for Sandpoint, so they'll throw it in one more time here on the inbound pass. But, man, this man-to-man pressure is making it real hard. A little bit easier this time as Intessa goes towards the half court and gets the ball. Under two to go here in the first. Brittany Gardner drives into the paint and puts up a layup. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for by Jalea. And McKenna, she's able to get it. Elena was moving on a fast break, but she couldn't quite do it. Oh, Dantessa just tomahawks Jalea on that one as she's going up for the basket, the shot. It's going to put Jalea to the line in the fifth team foul in the first quarter. There's 2 minutes left to go. Sandpoint is going to have to slow down the fouling. They're up by 7, but, man, they get into foul trouble. That's going to shut things down real quick. All right, ball in the hands now, Jalea. She's got an interesting lineup. She lines up far to the right-hand side for her free throw shots. I guess I never noticed it, but not at the media booth up here, I have a good angle for it. So she's all the way over to the right-hand side. We got a whistle. Trying to decide who's going to go where. There we go. Jalea gets the ball from the referee and puts it up. They break off the back iron again. Brittany Gardner positions well for the rebound. Ball gets tipped out of the hands. That was a good job by McKenna playing some tight defense. The ball goes out of Brittany's hands and out of bounds. Last touch by Brittany. So here we go. Kinko with the ball. Sadie Newman just checked in. She's wide open for a shot. Puts it up. Jalea gets the board and the putback goes hard off the bottom of the backboard. There's Kiana for the rebound. Sadie now with the ball. Good bounce pass into Jalea. Travel, yep. That was a double hop and a dribble by Jalea. Jalea looking for her game here. She's having a hard time connecting with the basket, but she just needs to figure it out and she'll get it. She's a great player. Brittany Gardner cuts fast to the left, but Jalea moves into the hole, stops her. So Brittany's going to pull back, finds Madison who powers into the paint and puts it up. Gets fouled on the way to the basket, and that's going to send her to the line for two. The fourth team foul there for King Cove. Usually a very well-structured team. Four team fouls in the first quarter is uncharacteristic. Madison Thompson's going to miss the first attempt. Score remains 9-2. Standpoint up by 7. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. We'll have a break after this game, and then we've got at least two more games coming your way at 3:30 and at 8. All right. Emily Voss got the rebound off the second missed attempt. A travel by Jalea. Now she got the rebound off that second, off the putback from Emily Voss that did not go down, but as she moves the ball up. And Monica Yashman is going to come in for Jalea, get some fresh legs here on the court. Standpoint will throw it in underneath their own basket. They've got 1 minute on the clock. High lob to Dantessa, almost could have been picked off, but no. Ball gets kicked. Dantessa got the lob, and she was looking for an opportunity to dribble in as she bounces the ball on the floor. It goes off the foot of one of the King Cove players. Justina will get the throw in here. 1 minute to go. Clock hasn't started yet, so we're going to have a little bit of extended first quarter. There we go. Just a few seconds there. It's on track now. Under one to go. Madison in the paint. Sends it back out to Dantessa. All the way over now to the right-hand side of the perimeter where Brittany Gardner drives in, penetrates, but kicks it back out to Justina. Justina for a long shot for three. She's right on top of the key. It goes off the back of the iron. Rebound to Elena. A pass that was just a little off gets picked up by Justina, who hands it over onto the left-hand side of the block. Oh, Brittany totally reached in there on the inbound pass to McKenna, and that's going to foul. Is that her second foul? Hopefully it's not her third. 34 seconds to go. Yep, second foul. 16 fouls in the first quarter. Standpoint's going to be running into some foul territory here pretty soon. Elena is able to cross over. Justina stays right on top of her, though, but Elena gets past this time, opens up for a wide-open shot in the paint, doesn't go down. Elena working hard for her rebound. St- saves it and throws it into Sadie. That attempt no good. Good swat by Justina. Gives it to Brittany, who's wide open, but she's moving too fast to make the basket. 11-2 is what the score is. Brittany's down. She's getting back up. Sadie moving quickly. No, that was Elena for the rebound. Good. Madsen's got to throw the ball in. Full court pressure over to Emily Voss. Now her Justina. Justina's too far away. She's not going to be able to get there in time. She fires off, actually. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Good attempt there by Justina. A little confusion there as we go into the end of the first half, or first quarter. The score is 11-4. Sam Point up by 7 points. Looking good out there. So you are tuned in right now to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint. Looking right now for an extra headphone set as I'm being joined by my cohort here, Mikey Stroud. There we go. Hidden underneath my paperwork. If you guys have ever been into a media control room, you know how organized they usually are, and this one's no exception. So here we go. Ball. Mikey Stroud, my friend, welcome to the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's good to be here.
Michael Stroud is the top color commentator this side of the Northwest Passage. It's going to be good to have him here today. So it's been the first quarter that, to be honest, kind of surprising. Sandpoint's up by 7 right now. They've been controlling the lead the whole game. Sandpoint has struggled against King Cove so far this season. But here they go right now with the lead. I think Sandpoint, Jalea was having a hard time connecting with the basket in the first quarter. She comes out. Monica's in there. Elena also, Sandpoint just not, their usual weapons aren't producing like they normally do.
Sandpoint?
Lila Gunderson checking in for the Eagles now. On the floor, we've got Dantessa, Emily, also Lila Gunderson, and Justina Porcincula, and Madison Thompson, McKenna Gold, Monica Yachmanev, Emily Brandle, and Kiana Utek, also Elena Mack, will be the top five going into the second quarter. T-Jacks with the ball, or rookies with the ball, I should say. Emily Brandle's going to take a long shot for a three. Counts the tray. That closes the gap real quick, 7-11. Madison Thompson gets the ball on the inbound pass, full court man-to-man. She's left wide open to take it past the half-court line. Lila's wide open underneath the defense. She gets the feed. Calling for the ball. She was wide open on that one. Good shot. Gets her first 2 points. 13-7 now is the score. Sandpoint still in the lead. Pass is intended for Kiana Utek. She can't quite catch up to it, so it's going to go out bounds on the baseline. And there's a substitution as Sadie Newman's going to come in for Monica. And there we go. 7-10 on the clock here in the second quarter. The score is 13-7. Sandpoint still in the lead.
Okay, so Dantezza's on the top calling out a play. Everybody getting set up. Oh,
Emily Brandle with the reach in there.
Yeah.
The poke out.
Yeah.
That was good defense by Emily. She's quite a player. She can get really aggressive sometimes, but she's a really nice person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Dantezza has the ball again, and she passes it off to Lila, who passes it off to Justina, who drives it in, passes it off to Madison, who powers in, shoots, misses, gets the rebound, shoots again, misses again, and goes out, and Sandpoint will keep the ball.
Good job by Madison Thompson there, working her way in. Oh, that was a hard fall.
Is that a foul?
Oh, yeah, that was a foul on Madison Thompson. McKenna goes down hard, a foul away from the play there, away from the ball on the inbound pass. McKenna went down real hard. 17 fouls, and I don't think they realize that should be a one-and-one opportunity. But they're going to inbound pass.
Oh, it is now.
Yep, all right. Ball in the hands of the T-Jack, Sadie Newman. She's going to take a long shot for two. No good off the right-hand side. Rebound goes to Emily Brandle, who puts an off-bound shot up and in. Good for 2 points. Kind of a fadeaway position there. Timeout called as that full-court pressure was going to make it very difficult for Sandpoint to inbound it. So here we go into the timeout. The score is 13-9. Sandpoint holding on to the lead, but perhaps the tide is turning, and King Cove's coming in a little bit stronger now.
Yeah. I never really see these two teams play, but from what I've heard, that King Cove is definitely the more stronger two of the girls' team.
It is the more stronger two of the teams. I'd say on the record they are ranked number three so far. They've beaten Sandpoint in all their games that they've played to date. However, Sandpoint's coming on strong. They've got a fresh night's sleep. They've got lots of games ahead of them, so we're going to take a break after this game, and we should have Kodiak playing against Unalaska. I don't know if any teams have made it in yet. Have you heard if Unalaska's made it in yet, Mike?
Unalaska, I'm pretty sure they're going to be coming in shortly, but... Oh.
Ball underway here. Nicole Gunderson checks back in for the Eagles. Brittany Gardner has it on the baseline, looking for a little help. 5-second violation as Brittany could not move ahead. That's some killer defense by Mack, preventing Brittany from going forward. She's a really good ball handler, so, man. But Elena is just the fastest girl in the district. Great ball handler herself. Good defensive asset. T-Jet, or rookies with the ball. McKenna Gold and Emily Brandel are passing back and forth, and sooner or later, it's just going to go that way. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by McKenna. Under six to go. Sandpoint still up by four. That can be easily turned around here, though, but just two baskets. Nicole Gunderson now with the ball. She's got, what, was it two fouls, three fouls? Oh, man, Brittany gets behind the defense yet again. Puts up a shot, no good. Emily Voss on the putback. That won't go down either, but there's Justina to rip down the board. She gets a good screen by Dan Tessa. Justina, oh, the ball gets knocked loose, though. And, oh, Emily goes down hard, and Justina falls right on top of her shoulder. Emily's going to have to sit down for a minute. They both run down for the – that was Justina and Emily both running and diving for the ball, and it kind of fell on top of each other. And by what I mean on top of each other is Justina fell on Emily, kind of off your shoulder. We're going to have an over-the-top called as well. That's 1-1. I'm trying to think of who the over-the-top was called on. Was it called on Justina? Emily is okay, Mom, if you're listening right now. She's just sitting down. Going to let her shoulder rest up for a second. Foul is on number 12.
Emily Vos.
Is it Vos or Voss?
I think it's Vos.
Okay. Emily Vos. They have a water named of Vos, don't they? Comes in that nice little glass bottle. Okay, so here we go. Kiana Utek, she lines up far over to the side on her layups, on her free throws as well. Hey, apparently it works. Goes up and in. Good for one. Now, that should make it 10-13. I guess they corrected the score, though, because now it's 9-13. I guess it was 8 just a second ago. Kiana now with her second attempt, off the back of the iron, rebound, chased down by McKenna and Dantessa, both very aggressive players. Dantessa just had a little bit of a head start on her.
So Justina will be taking it down, drives it in, but pulls back, looking around for somebody to get open. She passes it down to Dantessa, who shoots it and makes it for two.
Oh, man, that went all the way around the rim, back down, up, and then out, and then in again. Good 2 points there for Danny. Rookies with the ball, moving the ball up into the post. There's Elena. Good feed by Monica Yachimenev, and then puts it up and in for two herself. Here comes that full court pressure again. Sandpoint's going to have to hustle to get past. They find Justina. Justina gets a good screen by Dantessa, but pulls up her dribble. Fortunately, Nicole is wide open. She takes a long shot for three. Not going to go down. Rebound goes to Dantessa, though, so Sandpoint will have another attempt at this basket.
Okay, so Justina passes it off to Nicole, who passes it to Brittany, who's down low. Shoots, gets fouled, makes it, so that will be another shot on the line.
Count the basket on that one, my friend. Good job. And, you know, every single point pretty much that Sandpoint has made has been made either behind the defense like that, getting behind the defense, or cross the post passes where the person's wide open. Sandpoint just really taking good advantage here. Brittany misses it, but Emily Voss gets a rebound. She sends it to Dantessa. The defense, nowhere to be seen for the rookies, leaves Emily wide open for the under-the-basket power-up. It's now 19-11. Oh, Elena trying to stop the bleeding. She's going to move real quickly there into the paint and puts up a shot for two, and that one's down, 19-13.
Looks like that's going to be a timeout.
No, that's going to be a foul.
Oh. Oh.
Called on McKenna Gold, a little contact there as Brittany Gardner was running up the sideline. Fifth team foul for the rookies. Monica Yachman is going to sit down, and And here comes Emily back in the action. She's ready for some more. Nicole gets a wide open inbound pass from the sideline. Under 4 minutes to go here, 17-13 is the score. Emily fed it from the baseline, puts it up from about 4 feet out. No good. The ball is saved by Kiana, but goes straight into the hands of Nicole. Wide open shot there. Can't make it go down. Rebound fought for. Last touch by Stan Point. So that'll be a throw-in now on the baseline. Here's a real fast offensive transition. McKenna Gold trying to catch the defense sleeping. She feeds it over to Elena, who drives up the towards the baseline, pulls back, passes to McKenna. And, you know, the rookies had some strong passing last night against King Kodiak, if you remember that. Let's see if they can get that passing going again. Shot fired by Kiana. No good. Over the basket. Oh, but the outlet pass is intercepted by King Cove. Emily Brandel brings it up and puts it down. Her second attempt's no good, and Dantes is going to rip the board. Oh! Pass goes over the hands of Justina, and out of bounds, last touch by Dantessa. Emily Voss going to sit down. Madison Thompson will check back in for the Eagles. So with 3:13 to go here in the first half, the score is 19-13. Sam Point still leading by six. Okay. Kiana, oh, driving the baseline, fouled. Emily Voss with the, or Madison Thompson, I should say, with the foul there as Kiana Utek was driving up the baseline on the left-hand side, and that's going to be a foul for her. All right, so here we go. Kiana's first attempt, lining up there on the far right-hand side, is going to go in the basket. And that makes the score now 19-14, standpoint leading. Going to find out here what the story is with the plane. It's going to be delayed today. That's going to put Point Hope and Kenny Dobbs behind. Lila Gunnarsson just checked in for standpoint. We'll let you know what we got coming here up soon as we get updates on the time. An alley-oop pass. Oh, tipped off the fingers of Jalea, but it was trying to be saved by Nicole, so it goes off of her hands instead. Under three to go here in the first half. Here's Elena Mack moving quickly with the ball. She sees McKenna on the left-hand side, passes to her. Lila, tight defense, makes her pass it down. A good sub play by Elena. She trails the baseline, goes to the outside perimeter, gets wide open for three and sinks it. It makes it a two-point game here, 19-17. Sam, King Cove just creeping in. Oh, across, no need to save it, but she does. Lila saves it as Jalea tips the ball out. Emily Brandel wide open on the fast break. Oh, but she missed it. Madison with the board. She outlets over to Nicole Gunnarsson. Nicole moving really quick. She's in the lane. Blocking should be the call there. Yep. Blocking by McKenna. We're going to find out here in a second. Okay, number 11. That's Kiana Utek. Okay, that's what I thought. But I saw McKenna just materialize out of nowhere in front there. So, yeah, it is Kiana. There we go. It's going to be her third foul. 2 points now, or two attempts from the line for Nicole. She misses that first one. She misses her first attempt. She's going to get one more blast here from the line. Puts it up. No good. Jalea gets a rebound, and here we go. King Cove moving real fast at the ball. Let's see what we got going here. Ball now in the hands of the rookies, moving quickly. They can't quite get it up and in, so there's a whistle on the play, too. A foul is going to send Elena Mack to the line. Mikey, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. Just studying up on the names.
Boning up on the player names there?
Yeah.
It's always a good idea. We've got 2 minutes to go in the first half. The score is 19-17. Elena's first attempt off the back of the rim. She'll get one more try, though. King Cove trailing by two. Good reminder. I'm now joined by my assistant, Judah Roof, who reminded me I did not tell anyone who was in the lead. That's a very good observation. 19-18 now as Elena sinks the first one. Mikey, tell us what's happening.
Okay, so Lila's driving it down, picks up the ball, guarded by Kiana Utet, who passes it off to Brittany, who misses her shot but gets fouled, so she'll be at the line to shoot, too.
There we go. Good job there by Brittany Gardner. She is going to go to the line for two shots, a chance to extend the lead by to three now. That's a third foul on number 35, Jalea. Jalea, huge asset underneath the basket. You don't want to see her foul out. First attempt by Brittany's good. Uh-oh. What do we see there, Mikey?
It looks like number 40?
That's a 50.
Wait, there's no 50 on here.
Monica Yachmanath is coming in here. She's number 50. Oh, man. A foul on the fight for the rebound as Brittany Gardner missed the first shot. And Madison Thompson gets fouled, and that's going to be, man, 10 team fouls for Standpoint, 8 for King Cove in the first half alone. 2 minutes left to go. The second by Monica. Madison sinks the first attempt. 21-18 now is the score. Standpoint in the lead by 3. Oh, goes in and out. Rebound by Kiana. UTEC moving up fast with the ball. Lila stays out of her way. Oh, and Justina plants herself right in front of her. But, man, good job by Kiana taking all the way coast to coast and finishing the job. Here's a fast inbound pass to Lila Gunnarsson. Oh, across the court to Brittany, who's wide open, but she just barely misses it. Great job there by Lila on the feed. Count the basket as Kiana UTEC takes it all the way up, and Nicole Gunnarsson's going to have to sit down with, I believe, her fourth foul of the game. Kiana drains it, puts it in, gets the foul, so she's going to now go to the line for a chance at three-point play. And just like that, Mikey, look who's in the lead.
Yep, King Cove's in the lead. They're definitely the stronger two at the team, so...
Well, they're going back and forth on this one. I'd say in this game right now, it's pretty evenly squared up. But, man, fouls are just going to be a major problem here for Standpoint. Nicole Gunnarsson's pulled out of the game yet again. I think she's not going to see any action until the fourth quarter. Justina Porcincula now with the ball. She's looking for an opportunity. She's got Emily Voss to the right, Lila Gunnarsson, Madison Thompson. 1:11 left to go here. Good feed to Brittany, but, man, Elena Mack just gets the body right in front of her. So Brittany's going to send it back outside to Justina, but it's poked away by Emily Brandle. So it'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the Eagles as Brittany Gardner gets the ball from referee Gardner. Throw it in now, Lila Gunnarsson. She's got a great on-the-court presence. Coming in as a freshman, she's a really powerful player. Justina for a long shot for 3, just off the back of the rim. It's going to be going to be off the hands of Lila Gunnarsson. Throw in now. For the T-Jack, for the rookie. You want to call them T-Jacks, Mikey? What's up with that?
That's like two different names for, pretty much Grizzlies, pretty much.
Yep. Oh, shot no good as there is a foul called there as they were running in. So rookies are not going to have the ball. They're still up by 2, though. King Cove crept up to the lead and takes it over. They're up by 2. Good job by Brittany driving the baseline. She hands it off to Lila, who puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out. No good. 34 seconds left to go here, and King Cove's got the ball. Man, Justina does a good job putting tight defense on Emily Brandle. She misses her shot, but gets the ball back, and now the rookies with another shot. Clean deflection by Emily Voss. Elena Mack trying to get the ball, and a jump ball called. Elena tried to throw the ball down off the foot of Emily Voss. Didn't quite go out of bounds, though, so they fight for the ball, and it's a jump ball. Oh, what's the call there? Contact on Lila Gunnarsson. She just barely missed it. She got right there to rip the ball out of the hands of Sadie Newman. And, man, first foul on Lila Gunnarsson. But, man, that's like the 11th team foul for Standpoint so far with 20 seconds to go.
That'll put them in a double bonus.
Oh, yes. Double bonus territory, my friend. 24-21 now as Sadie makes that first attempt. Newman, second attempt here. Like Butta. And we're going to have a quick little stop here and discussing the time. I think referee Caliver wants a couple extra seconds added to the clock there as it started running a little too quickly. So here we go. 20 seconds on the clock here. King Cove up by 4. It's going to be an inbound pass. We've got full court pressure coming your way. Standpoint with a high lob, intercepted by Emily Brandle, and she's got Sadie wide open underneath the basket. Doesn't go in. Clean deflection by Justina, but King Cove keeps their hold on the ball. And there is Elena with another basket. Justina needs help. She gets it from Lila. Driving the baseline. across the court pass to Madsen, but Elena puts a stop to the play and throws it out of bounds. And with 1.5 seconds left to go, we're going to have an inbound pass underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Inbound to Madsen. She's wide open for three. Just a hair to the left. Sandpoint had a lead for most of the first half, but King Cove never said quit. They never said die. They just crept in there and, man, found their way to a six-point lead here as we go into the second half. 27-21 is the score right now. King Cove up. All right, we're going to go ahead and take it over here. We are live for the try and tip-off day two. Fresh in action here. It's going to be a good game. It was already an awesome first half. And Sandpoint now down by six. They were ahead by as much as seven during the game. Joined here by color commentator Judah Roof. Judah, how are you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Welcome to the game. This is one of your first basketball games you've ever seen, huh?
Really?
I think so. How do you like it so far?
Good.
Think Sandpoint's going to be able to come back?
I have no... I hope not.
You hope not? You're cheering for King Cove?
All the other teams.
Okay, Judah always cheers for King Cove. All right, so here we go now. 8 minutes on the clock as we go into the third quarter. 27 for King Cove, 21 for Sandpoint. Let's see what they got going here. Sandpoint's going to have the ball. It's almost picked off right away by McKenna. Good hustle there by McKenna. She reaches in for the ball, but Dantes is able to save it from going out of bounds. So another throw-in attempt here from the sideline, and Justina will get it in this time. Parami with the ball. She takes it over to the right-hand side. Dantessa now on the top of the key. Feeds it back out to Brittany Gardner. Gardner looking for some help. She sees Nicole, who finds Dantessa cutting fast into the basket on the post. Puts it up and in. Good job by Dantessa. Good pass by Nicole. So here we go now. 27-23 is the score. Sandpoint still trailing. King Cove with the ball. Travel. As Jalea got the ball, she's back in action now. She's got at least three fouls to her name, potentially. I don't think she's got four, because I know Coach Paul Barker would not let her back in if she had four fouls. All right. 4 points between the two teams. Same point trailing, but they've got the ball. Here comes Brittany Gardner looking for an opportunity, but, man, Elena is all over her like white on rice. Forcing the ball out of bounds there off a pass into the block. Couldn't quite materialize, so it goes last touch by Sandpoint. Elena's going to get the ball. She's moving real quick, being guarded by Dantessa. Justina tries to get the ball out of the hands of Kiana Utek, but she keeps it and drives all the way into the post, but, man, runs into Madsen Thompson. That ends that really quick. Oh, but Madsen's pass is just a little bit too hard for Justina to trace down. Emily Brandel's going to run away with it, and she's got McKenna Gould wide open for a three-pointer. No good. But there, trailing the rebound, is Kiana Utek, and she's going to put it up and in. That one will be good. Good job by Kiana. The score now, 29-23. Oh, another steal for King Cove. They're giving a lot of heartburn to Sandpoint here defensively, struggling to stay in here and get the ball and hang on to it. So we'll see what happens here now as Sandpoint has the ball once again. Dantessa with it. She takes it over to the right-hand side. Nicole's back in the game. Now, Nicole is in foul-out territory. She has one more foul left before she's done. Brittany Gardner gets pushed out of bounds by Elena. Tight defense as Brittany was really trying to work her way in there. But, man, clean defense by Elena forces Brittany to go out of bounds. And now she turns and burns, getting past her. She's moving real fast, gets past the defense, moving too quickly, though, to get it in. And here's Nicole Gunnarsson trying to get the rebound, and we're going to see a foul there as Nicole had three defenders all over her. Going to call it an Emily Brandel. So a tight game here, 6 points between the two teams. King Cove in the lead. They trailed for much of the first half, but they turned around quick. All right, Brittany Gardner has the ball. She drives into the paint. Oh, trying to turn the corner, though. So, just a pretty exciting game over here. Still anyone's game, though, huh?
It's a really close game, and there's still some seat left. And if you want to come and look at it, you're free to look at it.
Come on down. You are more than welcome to come watch it. It's very true, Judah. There are seats left. We've got games all throughout the day, though, so make sure You come on down. We're going to have the new time for Kenny Dobbs. There was a foul there. That's the third team foul for King Cove. They're running into some foul trouble now. It's their turn to have foul issues. Nicole Gunnarsson hands off to Brittany. Brittany drives in. She penetrates past the three-point line, turns, and puts up a high banking shot off the glass. Won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of Dantessa. She's got Justina wide open, but good transition of the defense. Oh, Justina takes it way downtown. That's going a three-point shot, and that was way long. Good for 3 points, and now it's 29-26. And, oh, Kiana can't keep her handle on the ball as she's moving fastly on the offensive transition. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Sam Point's got another chance here with a basket. Sam Point coming on strong. Justina's got a good smile on her face as she gets ready to call out the play. Players are in motion, feeds Dantessa on the post. Man, 1, 2, 3, steps it, turns, and puts it up. Good for 2 points and a 1-point lead now for King Cove. Emily Brandel moving fast. She gets the bass down on the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Sam Point with the rebound. And here we go, Sam Point back in the action now with a chance to take the lead. 5 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. Justina calls a play. She's a good leader, telling her players where she wants her, like a general commanding the troops. Nicole for a long shot for three, nothing but puts it up and in. And Sam Point with a 2-point lead now. Nicole, that's her third attempt at the three-pointer, but it has not got in up until now. What's that? All right, ball now in the hands of the Eagles. The rookies scored a basket there. They were able to get it up and in. It's now a tied game at 31 apiece. Okay, ball now in the hands of the rookies. They still, Emily wide open. Dials it in, long shot for two now, and King Cove takes the lead once again, 33-31. Here's that full court press, but it looks like Nicole's going to be able to dribble up past the half court line, taking up the right hand side. She's going to pause as Kiana Utek puts a body in front of her. Pass to, Brittany. She turns the corner, trying to get past Kiana, but Kiana moves her body in and gives her a little check, sends Brittany to the ground, and there's going to be a foul. Fourth team foul for King Cove now. Brittany gets up. She's a very aggressive player. Rookies are the girls. All right, so here we go. Throw in underneath their own basket for Sam Point. They inbound the pass. Justina, she pivots past two players to get an open look underneath the basket, but can't quite make it go down. Rookies with the ball. King Cove rookies with the ball. And so Emily Brandel does a good job getting the ball underneath the basket and putting it up and in. Now it's a 4-point lead for King Cove. Oh, what a cherry pick pass to Dantessa. Justina Starr way down court, puts it up and in. Now it's a 2-point game. Travel. Yeah, there's a carry by Elena. Now a foul is when someone does something where they get hit or there's a pat hit at the ball. And right now there's... The rookies are in getting close to foul trouble as they have 4 fouls to their name. They're up by 2. Sam Point was in a very similar position for much of the first half. Justina gets the pass down at the bottom of the post. She turns into the paint. Hook shot. Tries to go up. Almost gets the ball from Jalea, but Jalea comes down with it. Here's Elena. She hop steps and puts it up. There's a good jump stop by Elena. But 2 attempts at the basket are no good. But fortunately for the rookies, they get the ball once again. And now Emily Brandel's going to go to the top of the key and let things reset. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's McKenna Gold. She drives into the paint. Elena's wide open for 3. Drains the bucket. There we go. Extending the lead now to 5 once again. And here's a full court pressure. All right. Oh, contact there by Emily Brandel. And that's a foul called on Emily as she reaches out and hits the hand of Brittany Gardner as she's trying to dribble up. So that'll be a throw for the sideline. Second one for Emily Randall. Fifth team foul. And with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, whistle there as we're still seeing some players change. Monica Yashvineff is going to come in now, and I think Emily's going to sit down. Yep, Emily's sitting down. Nicole, Dantessa, Justina, Madison, and Brittany in the game now for the Eagles. And we've got Elena, also Sadie Newman just checked in, McKenna Gould, Jalea, and Monica up. Good box out by Monica. The shot's fired by Brittany Gardner for 3. No good. Cherry picked over to Elena. She tries for a way across the post pass. It's not going to go down. Just couldn't quite make it happen. And the ball now in the hands of the rookie, or the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles looking for a chance to get on the board here. They need to get a couple points to stay in it. Brittany Gardner pauses, lets the offense marinate. Carries there. She tries to do a little bit of a spin to get past Monica. Carries the ball in the process. The ball goes over into the hands now of the rookies. And with that, it's going to be timeout. 30-second timeout called there by the Eagles, I believe, and that's going to give the girls a chance to talk here. As Sandpoint comes back, they are down by five, but, man, they were really in the heat, the thick of things. They took the lead there by 2 points for a little bit. Sandpoint, though, was not able to maintain that lead as King Cove comes back strong and takes the lead back, and now they've extended by five thanks to a three-point shot by Elena, who's wide open. We're going to see what Sandpoint's got. They're in the thick of it. This is what some of the best basketball I've seen them play against King Cove. Here we go. There's the end of the timeout. Five points between these two teams. 38-33 is the score. All right. Sandpoint on the defense. McKenna Gold's going to have the ball. She's going to bring it up and in. And McKenna takes it all the way up. Looks around, finds Elena. Elena on the top of the key. Sends it back to McKenna for a long shot for two. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Good shot there by Elena, extending the lead now 40-33. Brittany Justina is now going to try her stab at three-point. Oh, it's not. It's good. Makes it now 40-36. Sandpoint now trailing by four. Okay, McKenna Gold with the ball. She's wide open on the top of the perimeter, but she feeds it down to Jalea, who's wide open underneath. Not wide open underneath, but she has a beautiful pass because she was not wide open. Puts it up and in, and there we go. Brittany Gardner now moving fast. Oh, and man, good defense there by McKenna Gold. Forced Brittany to try to turn past her and lost control of the ball. All right, ball now in the hands of the rookies. They move it down. Shot fired from way out. No good. Man, and Nicole Gunderson is going to foul out now, I believe. Yep, she's walking down to the sideline. And I believe that's going to be her fifth foul. Fifth and final foul. She was going for the rebound on Jalea. They both reached up for it. And let's wait and see what happens here. Yep. That is going to be for only her fourth foul. Okay. So she only has four fouls. She's still in this game. Jalea is going to put that first attempt in. No good. It's only the first team foul. Emily Voss is going to check in now as Madison sits down. And Lila Gunderson will come in for Nicole Gunderson. All right, second attempt now by Jalea. 1:17 left here in the third quarter. Sandpoint trailing by six. They go. Lane violation there. The shot does not count. Lane violation on the rookies. Sandpoint now trying to get past this full court pressure. Monica putting some good defense on Dan Tessa, but she's able to turn and get past it. Oh, across the court pass. Going to get tipped out by Sadie. It was intended for Lila. They chase it down, and that's good job by Lila running it down. Last touch by Sadie. So Sandpoint's going to throw it in now. They've got 1:05 on the clock. All right, ball now in the hands of Dan Tessa. She takes it over to Justina. Justina runs the sideline. She's got Brittany Gardner ahead of her. Brittany's not open, though, so Justina's going to pause and let things sink in. She's got Lila on the cross the post pass. Takes it back outside the perimeter as defense collapses on her. Justina for a long three. Oh, just to the left a little bit, off the top of the rim. Jalea with the board, and a hard pass down to Elena, who's wide open, takes a shot. No good from about 5 feet out. Rebound goes to Brittany, and Brittany moving real fast. She gets past Jalea, gets fouled on the way to the basket. And I don't know how many that's going to be for Jalea. It's going to be at least four now for her. Let's see, that's going to send Brittany Gardner to the line for two. Okay. Was Jalea. That's going to be her fourth foul. She still has a whole quarter ahead of her. So she's probably going to sit down here pretty soon, but there's only 35 seconds left to go here in this quarter. Brittany Gardner sinks the first one, making it now 42-37. Yep, Jalea sits down, and in will come Christine Eichley. I think it's the first time we've seen Christine so far this game. Sandpoint trailing by five, a chance to make it four. All right. Brittany Gardner here, looking to close the gap. Nice angle, nice line, just a little bit off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to the rookies. Oh, man, two different rookies on the bottom post. Cross the court pass, doesn't go down. Two attempts now, and Sadie couldn't get it go in, too. They were wide open, and that was a long, hard pass there by McKenna Gold. Ball goes out of bounds, though, last touch by the Eagles, so King Coe's going to throw it in. Off the foot of one of the T-Jacks, or the rookies, I should say. Sorry for keep saying that. Abby Voss has just checked in now for the Eagles as well. Here's Brittany. She's moving real fast up the court. She's got 20 seconds. She's going to try to take it all the way. She's got too much defense in front of her, though, so she passes it to Abby. Abby now to the top of the key where Lila Gunnarsson rips it down. She's got Monica Yashinip right in front of her. Cross to Brittany, who's open for three. Looks at the shot, doesn't take it. Moves in. Nice little jump stop. Puts it up. No good. And here we go with 3 seconds left. Elena's going to take it up. Oh, and Christine Eichley, she gets the pass to Christine Eichley, and it just doesn't go down. And there we go. As we come into the end of the third quarter, the score is 42-37. Sandpoint trailing by 5. They were able to close the gap by 2 points, but, man, it was close throughout the third quarter. And there we go. So as we go into the fourth and final quarter, there's only 5 points between these two teams. Damn point. Could close the gap at any time now. King Cove looking to hold on to things. It's been a great game, the best game that these two teams have played so far this season against one another. Can't wait to see how it's going to end here. We're going to have the exciting conclusion. But I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to the King Cove Corporation, also the Schumann Corporation, the City of Sandpoint, and the City of King Cove. Thank you to the Alu Corporation, also the Aleutians East Borough, and to the thank you to GCI, Telalaska, and Peninsula Airways, all fine sponsors, and you, the listener, who made this possible. Don't forget, you heard the news today at halftime. We do that Monday through Thursday at 1 p.m. It's a great dose of regional, state, and local news. So make sure you tune in. We're the only people here in the Aleutians East Borough who provide news like that here to our listeners. So 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So here we go now. The exciting conclusion of this game is still anyone's matchup. We're going to see what happens. 5 points between these two teams. 42-37 is the score. And as we go into the game, the fourth quarter, it's going to be King Cove with the ball. All right, the ball now goes to Elena Mack. Elena, as a freshman, just showing incredible potential as a player. Drives the baseline. Emily Voss puts the body in front of her. Ooh, and we're going to have a whistle. Contact against Sandpoint. So now that will be the second team foul, number 12, Emily Voss with her second foul of the game so far. Inbound pass from the baseline goes to Elena. Emily Brandel now with it at the top of the key. She takes it a little bit outside the perimeter. Emily Voss right in front of her. She'll hand it off to Elena. Now to the top of the three-point. There's that strong passing that we were talking about. Left Emily wide open at the three-point line. Brittany Gardner rips down the board. She burns past McKenna. She's got two defenders in front of her. Good job taking it up almost with a rebound. But the putback by Dantesa will be good. And there we go, 42-39. 3-point game here in Sandpoint. Elena with the ball now. She has Emily again open on the left-hand wing. But Emily's going to take it up to the top of the key. Looking for a screen from McKenna. Pick and roll by McKenna. She's wide open. Oh, and count the basket. That pick and roll was beautifully executed by McKenna. She just rolled right in there, wide open on the post, rips it down off the pass, and puts it up and in, scores the basket. Now a chance in the line. Dantesa's second foul of the game. All right, 7 minutes now on the clock. 44-39 is the score. McKenna, chance to make this three-point play. Off the back of the iron, rebound, fought for. Emily Voss comes out with it. Oh, but as she tries to get her dribble in, it's going to get knocked out. And last touch by her. Abby Voss doing a good job coming into this game here as a sixth player. Oh, and there we go. Fast hands by Brittany Gardner. Catches King Cove sleeping. Puts it up and in on the layup. 44-41. Oh, McKenna Gold gets the pass on the cross post. But a shot doesn't go down. Rebound to King Cove. Emily Brandel, oh, puts it in. It trickles off the front of the rim and down. And so there we go, 46-41, and they're just trading back and forth. Justina's on fast break. She gets past defenders, puts the layup on the left-hand side, does not go down. But Justina with the rebound. All right. Oh, and Madison's wide open on the baseline behind the defense, and we haven't seen that from Sam Point for a while, and that's where they were getting all their points. 36 now to 35, or 36 to 43. Sam Point trailing. Oh, second and one right there as McKenna gets the pass. Oh, and Sadie kind of hobbling on her ankle there a little bit. Or is that Monica? No, Sadie. Sadie's going to have to sit down, and yeah, man, that was a great play there by McKenna. She got the pass, and Justina this time. First it was Intessa, now it's Justina, two of the strongest players on the Eagles side, fouling McKenna off the shot. And McKenna is just such a great captain, great senior player. It's really developed. And it looks like Sadie's getting looked at right now on the sideline. McKenna's attempt is good. Lengthening it now to 6 points. Sam Point needs a couple baskets here to get things rolling. Justina, good ball handling skills, gets past that full court pressure, feeds the pass to Madison. She drives into the paint. And a body check right there by McKenna, I believe. Let's see who. Yeah, McKenna Gold. And it's a blocking call. Just kind of body checking her a little bit. It's going to be bonus now. That's what we were talking about. Foul trouble now for Sam Point. Lila comes on in as Abby Voss sits down. Good job by Abby. She definitely made some contributions there. And now Lila coming in as a freshman and a strong freshman at that. Madison's first attempt, no good. Emily fights with Kiana. Kiana comes out with the ball, and last touch by Justina. She pokes the ball out of Kiana's hand. So here we go, throwing down the sideline. I see the Kodiak players are getting ready to go here. I think they're playing against Unalaska, but I have not heard if Unalaska's made it in yet. Emily was wide open for the three-point line on the baseline. Doesn't go down. And as Lila tries to save the ball, it's going to go out of bounds. And last touch by her. I'm not sure who it would have been out on before if she hadn't tried to save it. 49-43, King Cove still in the lead. Throw into the top of the key. Picked off by Lila. Just see it breaking fast. She's got Elena right in front of her. Emily Brandel pokes the ball out of her hands. And that's going to be a throw-in now from the baseline for Sandpoint. All right, so on the floor, stacking up now for the baseline throw-in. Here we go, Eagles. Uh-oh. It's going to be offensive foul there as Madison Thompson was trying to clear some room. She gets a little too aggressive. So there's a turnover off of a would-be inbound pass from the baseline. So 49 now, 43. Sandpoint still trailing by 6. They just can't quite break past this hump here of 6 points. All right, here we go. Emily with the ball. She's being tightly guarded by Lila. Emily turns over, gets past. There's Elena wide open. Elena passing it down into the post. It gets knocked away by Madison and Emily. Brittany Gardner moving real quick. She feeds to Cena, who's trailing. The layup's too hard. It goes off the back of the backboard. And there we go, 49-43 now. King Cove with the ball. 5 minutes and 18 seconds left to go. Monica wide open for a long shot for two. No good. Matt with the rebound. There's Brittany wide open. She's got Monica in front of her. She's going to finish this one. Gets fouled on the way to the basket. Off the layup, and that's going to send her to the line for two. Eighth team foul now for King Cove. Going to see if we're going to start seeing some foul trouble here. That's only the third foul for Monica, though. All right, two attempts here for Brittany. First attempt goes off the top of the rim. Brittany Gardner now coming in, sophomore year, growing every year. We're going to see what happens as she continues on into her high school career. Second attempt is good. All right, ball now in the hands of the rookies. They move it up the sideline. Lila guarding Monica. Monica's pulling back her dribble. She takes it outside the perimeter, but there's McKenna, but Madison Thompson does a good job poking the ball out, and we're going to have a foul called here. It might be on Madison again. 1-1 holding call right there, and that is going to send King Cove or into the bonus territory. Second foul there by Lila. It's a holding foul. And so that's going to go to the line now. It's going to send, I think, McKenna. No, it's only the sixth foul, so it's going to be a throw-in. There's a throw-in on the baseline. Shot fired by King Cove. Does not go down. chasing it down. Sam Point's going to get the ball. All right. Ball now in the hands of King Cove as they chased it down. It goes out on Sam Point's hands. Okay, here's the rookies with the ball. 4:40 to go here. They're still up by 5. All right, looking to make something happen here with the basket. Elena drives at the baseline. Ball rattles around and goes in. Good for 2. All right, moving quickly. Oh, a fast break by Lila. She's got defenders coming up hard, and that forces her to put a layup underneath the rim. Oh, and there's a personal foul. On Lila, personal foul for heavy contact, intentional. Ooh, that's an intentional foul against McKenna Gold by Lila Gunnarsson. So this is going to be a technical opportunity here. No one around McKenna, and she's going to get the King Cove rookies will get the ball afterwards as well. I think Lila was just frustrated after missing that layup and tries to get the ball back, gets a little intentional with her aggressiveness. McKenna missed that first one, so the score is going to stay 51-44. All right, ball now in the hands of McKenna for her second attempt. That one goes up and in, and there we go. It's now 52-44. Sam Point still in the thick of things. Dantessa comes in. Also, number 5, Nicole, comes in. So does Jalea. Lila sits down as well as Emily Voss. All right. Ball now in the hands of the rookies. Oh, 3 points sunk by Elena. Sam Point now needs to get their spirit back in. Elena pokes the ball out, full court pressure, making it hard for Sam Point here to get the ball inbound. Just going to see what they do here. They get the play in. Moving it up to Dantessa. Oh, she gets knocked down by McKenna. Blocking call there on McKenna as Danny falls down, trying to turn the corner there. It's going to be a 1-1 opportunity now. Yep. Almost at 2-0. All right, 4 minutes left on the clock. We're going to get into fouls here pretty quickly. It's 55-44. King Cove's up by 11. Joe Calver now talking to the teams. All right, Dantessa gets the ball and lines it up. All right, Dantessa's first shot is no good, but she gets the rebound, puts it up, fight for the board. She gets it yet again. 3-point opportunity now by Brittany Gardner is deflected. Last touch by Elena. She deflected the ball out of bounds. So it's going to be a throw-in underneath their own basket now for Sand Point. Inbound to Brittany. Brittany moving it around, looking for an opportunity. She feeds it down into the post where Madison works her way in, powers up, no good. Over the top by Nicole, and that's it for her. She's sitting out now for the rest of the game. 5 fouls there for Nicole means that she's done. And here we go. It's going to be 1-1 now for King Cove there. Kiana Utek going to go to the line for 1-1. Good game by Nicole. She's a huge asset, but she always runs the risk of fouling out. She's a very aggressive player. Emily Voss is going to check in for her now. Kiana Utek now lining up for her shot. Puts it up and in. Good for 1. 56-44. King Cove extending their lead to 12. All right, ball now in the hands of Kiana. She powers up for the second one. That one goes up and in as well. King Cove now up by 13. Okay, here we go. 57-44, Sam Point. They were in it, in the thick of it for a very long time, but King Cove has just slowly been able to inch out their lead. Here you go. Madison gets a feed onto the post. Powers up. High off the glass. No good. Emily Brandel gets a rebound. Moving quickly, but the ball is going to get just a little bit ahead of the offense. McKenna Gold can't quite chase it down, and Sam Point's going to have to throw. And full court pressure has been really difficult. I think anything full court pressure leads to a lot of frustration. Brittany just runs it right past the defense, though. Her layup doesn't go down. Justine gets a rebound, but deflection. Now Dantessa will have a try. No good. Over the top there by Emily Voss. Yep, you gotta watch out for that rebound. You can't put a body on top of the one ahead of you. And with 3:20 to go here, that's going to be the third foul for Emily. And we're going to see what happens here. Eighth team foul. 19 fouls for King Cove, though, so both teams now getting into foul territory. Jalea with four fouls herself is going to see, as she's in the game, if she's going to be able to hang in there. She's got 3:20 left to go here. Jalea gets a rebound on that one. Jump ball called, though. Madison and her get tied up for it, and position's going to go for Sand Point. So it's going to be a full court press once again, and this has been a huge factor because, like I said, full court pressure, you do force turnovers, but even more than that, oftentimes you force frustration on the players trying to get past it. Oh, Emily's left wide open, and man, Sand Point has had all sorts of opportunities with the basket, but they just haven't been able to put it in. Justine gets a rebound, though. She's going up the line for a long shot for three. Oh, just at the top of the rim. No good. Delay on the rebound. Moving quickly. Oh, Justina's hurt. She's trying to get off the sideline. We're going to have a whistle there. And I think the box out may have taken Justina down to the floor, and she's trying to get off to the sideline. Looks like her ankle's not feeling very good. 2:58 to go here. King Cove up by 13. King Cove's been in the lead pretty much throughout the second half. Sand Point did close the gap, took the lead for a couple minutes there, and it's been back and forth a little bit. Sand Point mostly trailing, but being close all the way up. So we're going to see now. Sand Point can't get back in things. They're going to have to turn around here pretty quick, though. They're running out of time to do it. And okay, ball now in the hands of the Eagles. Dantessa looks at the basket, sees Lila wide open for three, sinks it. Could it be enough to turn things around here? Sand Point now down by 10. Fast offensive transition by Elena. She finds Emily Brannell. Emily posts up for about 10 feet out. Sinks it. Nothing but net. 2:30 to go here on the game. Brittany Gardner drives it fast at the sideline. Looking for some help. She's going to take all the way. Runs into McKenna, and I think that's going to be a blocking call. Oh, a tripping call there. You don't see that one called very often. It's going to be at least four for McKenna there. Oh, five for McKenna. Now that could be huge. As McKenna fouls out here in this game, 2 minutes left. Sand Point's down by 12. It's a long bridge for Sand Point to get across, but as McKenna fouls out, it could leave the opportunity for Sand Point to make some inroads. Brittany hits that first one. She can close it to within 10 here, 59-48. It's going to be a tight game. Let's see what Sand Point does here. Brittany's second attempt, rattles around. Delea on the rebound, brings it in, and she's got Monica moving fast. Oh, but Monica just can't quite get a grip on the ball. She had players closing on her real fast. All right, with 11-point lead, 2:13 on the clock, Brittany Gardner inbounds it fast. She's getting up into the defense. Oh, the ball gets poked away by Emily Brannell, so she loses her dribble. Oh, man, Dantessa almost has the ball stripped away by Elena. And now Dantessa's going to take her time, let things set in, but they don't have a lot of time to take. Only 2 minutes left here. We're going to have a whistle. 14, Emily Brannell with a foul there. And that's her fourth foul, so one foul left for Emily. 11 team fouls for King Cove. I'm telling you, I just have not seen King Cove, the rookies foul like that before. First attempt by Brittany is good. It's now a 10-point game. She could make it within 9 here with this next shot. 2 minutes left here to go. As same exact story as last time. This time it's Kiana with the rebound. She's moving quick. Cross pass over to Emily, and that's up and in. Good for 2. So now it's back to an 11-point game. 12-point game. All right, Brittany Gardner looking for a chance. She takes the ball, looking for some opportunities here. They're taking their time. Jalea pokes the ball out, steals it, and now King Cove's got the ball in 90 seconds with 12 points. It's going to be really hard for Sand Point to close the gap here. King Cove just needs to run the clock down. Elena fires it off for 3. Off the top of the rim, Jalea with the rebound. Again to Emily for a long shot for 2. No good this time. Jalea again with a rebound. Hard bounce pass goes over to Elena. She's going to drive into the lane, and I do not understand why King Cove just taking all these shots. It should just be running down the clock. Okay, ball gets picked up now by Emily Brandel. She's got 60 seconds on the clock, and Emily tells her players just to spread out a little bit. Okay, now in the hands, Kiana, long shot for three, no good. Madison with the rebound, and Brittany moving fast, but she's got Kiana coming up really quickly on her. Good composure by Brittany, sinks the layup. Full court man-to-man coming now for King Cove. They're going to try to strip this ball away. Brittany Gardner fouls. Trying to get the ball back into possession. It's going to be 1-1 now, so they will have a chance at the basket. 10-point game, 39 seconds. It's going to be hard for them to go. And, yep, looks like we've got Lindsay Dushkin checking in. First time I've seen Lindsay play. Brittany Gardner will sit down. It's only her third foul. And also sitting down is going to be Lila. All right, Lindsay. Fresh player. First time I've seen her play. It's going to be good to see her on the court. She's a fast runner. Kiana now with the ball. She gets her first attempt. Oh, man, hit every single part of the rim before finally going down, so she'll have one more try here. Okay, ball now in the hands of Kiana. She gets it from the referee. Going to take her time, get her dribble, set her shot up. She puts it up. Off the back iron. Lindsay almost gets a rebound, but gets reached out there by Kiana. Oh, a hard pass by Jalea as Morgan Demoski was cutting towards the basket. That's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Jalea. All right, here we go. 62-51. King Cove going to walk away here with this one, as if everything goes to plan. Lindsay fires off a three. Oh, man, it's just a little bit short. Rebound going now into Elena's hands. She's got Danny come up hard behind her, and, man, King Cove still trying to make passes on the bucket instead of just running the clock down. 17 seconds. Abby gets up on there on top of Elena. Demoski with the ball. Back to Elena. Elena burning down the clock. 10 seconds left. Abby putting pressure now on Kiana. Kiana passes it to Jalea. Travel there on Jalea. She took a little step and passed. 4.8 seconds left to go here, and what a great game by Sandpoint. They were in the lead. They were back and forth, and King Cove just was able to hang on there and walk away with the win. And there's the buzzer beater, just a little short. And as we go into the end of the game, 62-51 is the score. King Cove wins by 11, but, man, what a tight game. Oh, and here we go. I see Unalaska Raider colors. Yep, there they are. The Unalaska Raiders have made it in, so we're going to have